Welcome to a brand new episode of the Borderless Voices podcast presented by the FCJ Refugee Center.
Welcome to our Borderless Voices podcast. In this occasion, we have Maria Alejandra Ramirez with us, who is going to talk about the new programs that we are implementing at FCJ Refugee Center. Hello, Maria.
Hi, everyone. As Carolina said, I'm here as a women's program support worker, and we are very excited to share with everyone the beginning of a new program for uprooted women. We now are going to implement a community cooperative for women so that they can start learning about financial literacy, how to start building in their own business. But it's not only about that, it's also how they can use all the abilities that they have, or all the learning that they have gained back home, how they can use that here in Canada. Mm-hmm. Through art and through different projects.
We understand that we had the same programs before. What is the difference from the other ones?
Well, before it was more a skilled workshops, and it was mainly focused on jewelry making. We had members of our community who have been volunteering with us for many years come in every week and meet with the women who are living in our houses, and they were teaching them how to do jewelry. Now the idea is that all those skills that they learned through the jewelry workshop, how they can implement it into actually starting a community cooperative, and something that we have been always looking forward to start within our center. The idea is that the skills that they already have or that they learned in previous workshop, now we are gonna get together, of course virtually because of the pandemic, to see how we can implement a cooperative, a social enterprise project basically.
So it will depend on what they said after the first meeting.
Yes, of course. That's one of the things that we always look, is that the women and the participants of the program, they are the ones who decide what their project, their business wants to be about. We have the help of different facilitators, mentors who come and meet with them and teach them different techniques about art, as I said, jewelry. But they are the ones who end up deciding what project they wanna lead on, or what they wanna make out of a business.
Mm-hmm. And Maria, who can participate? What are the requirements for this?
Well, so as the project itself said, it's for uprooted women. So women who identify as a refugee, migrant, precarious migrant, can participate. Of course, it's focused on the residents of our houses. That's how we started, but that's one of the new things, is that we wanna now open it to other migrant women in the community who had been also connected to us. And that's like a new aspect of the project.
Maria, who is supporting this program?
Well, this program is possible thanks to the support of Women's Insurance Council of Canada. They have been, all this time, they have been supporting part of the women's program. And also it's important to mention that, as I said at the beginning, the facilitator play a crucial role in the project to actually happen. We have previously volunteers from our board of directors facilitating the jewelry workshops, but now we also have a visual artist, Carolina Gajardo, who before the pandemic started was able to meet in person with the women from our houses, but now due to COVID-19, we are starting to work on a plan to do the art workshop virtually. She is an essential part of the project for this year.
Is there a limit on the number of people who can register?
At the moment, no. We always try to have between 10 to 20 women participating, because also this group is... we try to make as a support group, community support group, and so we try to open spaces, but at the same time we are conscious we cannot expand it that big if we also want to build a community for women.
Is there something else that you want to add, Maria?
We will keep you posted about when the first workshops officially are starting, and that if you are interested in participating, please contact us or contact Carolina or FCJ directly. For sure, they will put you in contact with me.
Thank you, Maria Alejandra.